how much is the way you look and speak and feel affecting your business? This is Sheena here, and today I'm going to be speaking about a topic that crops up in my inbox, it crops up in conversations. In fact, it seems to be a huge factor in holding people back. What am I speaking about? I'm speaking about confidence. And if you're someone who has confidence, someone who takes risks, someone who never really feels challenged going out of their comfort zone, then that is absolutely fantastic. But I'd like to just share with you something that has come to the forefront. We're in a dynamic economy, an economy that's saturated with people that do similar roles. And right now I'm working with women, and I'm expanding this service to help women in the boardroom, to help women who are looking for career opportunities, women who feel they've been held back. Now, why is that? So the question I would ask you is, how much is the way you speak costing you? Do you speak confidently? Or are you slightly anxious and nervous that you stop and start and people can tell by your face that you're not really feeling comfortable about yourself? I've worked with lots of people, with men, groups in the government, working with lots of people. And like it or not, people are making judgment about you based on your emotional state, how you come across and how you sound. And I've heard people say, or they tell me, Sheena, I know I didn't get shortlisted because I didn't come over confidently. I didn't get put forward for promotion because I'm not assertive enough with staff. Perhaps it's to do with building relationships with your peers, building relationships on a date. But why is that? You see, something called chemistry. If you're a confident person, you exude chemistry and energy. And that energy and chemistry comes across in your emotional state and your confidence. The list goes on and on about some of the challenges that can happen when you lack confidence. And that often stems from childhood. Something happened when you were younger, or perhaps you didn't get praised enough. Or perhaps in the high school that you didn't have teachers that praised you or gave you feedback. So you always felt that you didn't have the confidence to speak up. But let's look at what that confidence may look like. I remember, and I've shared this before, but I remember being an athlete and going to train in the mornings. And then coming home, getting ready for school. And my dad always, every day, much to the annoyance of my mum, have a great day, Sheena, and always remember, be the best you can be. Now, what do you think that kind of statement tells a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old? Be the best you can be every day. And I do believe that from childhood, I've carried that philosophy. Be the best you can be every day. What if you believed that you could be the best every day? And let's look at being the best every day. How does that come across at the college, university, in a work placement, work experience, in the boardroom, at meetings, at networking? Let's just look at what that might look like. It's called presence, isn't it? So when you have confidence and energy, you have presence. And if your manager, or if you feel you didn't get that promotion, perhaps lacking in confidence and lacking in presence is something that your manager or the recruitment team are actually looking for right now. Imagine if you could learn it quite easily so that when you go to your next interview, you feel quite different. When a manager feels that you lack presence, they might not quite use that word, but that's what they're thinking. It's your physical appearance. How confidently do you walk about the department? How confidently do you speak? So physical presence and your vocal presence is what people perceive as confidence. And if you learn how to demonstrate your body language just that little bit more and master your voice, you will radiate presence easily. And when you radiate presence and you start to be confident, the third word that springs to mind is you start to become an authority. So whether you work in marketing, you work in digital, you work in any professional setting, a lawyer or an accountant, displaying that physical and vocal mastery and having that authority, people just love it. People just love it. And do you know, I'm going to share with you, I see people who I know perhaps don't have the experience of myself or some other people, but they demonstrate this amazing confidence that what they say is impactful and people listen to every word that they say. It's simple to fix. It isn't always easy and it takes a little bit of work and practice. And as the world becomes more online focused, there's those of you who can communicate really, really well. And then there's those of you who feel slightly timid, if that's the word I may use. And there's such a marked difference between communicating well, being impactful, and delivering a message or delivering what you deliver in the business world to feeling uncomfortable, slightly timid, slightly anxious. Now, two people can have the same skills, but the person that displays that amazing confidence will be the person that shines through. I hope you are actually getting what I'm saying. And if some of that resonates with you, that you don't feel as confident, you don't feel that people perceive you as somebody that's an expert, perhaps just walking different, using your body language differently, makes all the difference. I remember working in a company and we got a new regional manager who asked if he could walk around with me in the morning, as I always did, to say good morning to the staff. And he walked behind me and I did notice that he had his head tilted down, his shoulders were tilted in, and I was thinking, oh. And there was me oozing energy and confidence. Why? Because I believed in everything I did. I believed in the staff. I believed in what I delivered. I believed what I taught them. I believed my training programs. So I was confident as I met them first thing every day. And then we had a conversation about how this new regional manager felt that the staff didn't acknowledge him. I had a challenge on my hands. How did I say to our regional manager, well, the problem is your body language. I couldn't just say that to somebody that was new. That was not, would not have been diplomatic. But then he asked me, in a most unlikely setting, when we were speaking, we were at a meeting, and there was about 20 people in the room, and they were speaking about the new recruitment process and how we would take that forward, the type of people that we would be looking for, what would they display. And I was asked from the floor, Sheena, what do you look for? And I said, well, we look for the essentials, the desirables, but we also look for people that fit in with our team, our brand, and that they're confident and they have presence. And then someone asked, what does that look like, Sheena, having confidence and presence at an interview? So I explained what I looked for. And then out of the blue, this young man said, perhaps, Sheena, that's what I lack when I walk around with you in the morning. Maybe I lack that extra. Would you agree? So he asked the question and I said, yes. I said that for some of us, we've got body language that works. We've got some parts of our body that don't work. And that can have a huge detrimental effect. We need to walk straight and tall, think about our posture and hold our head up. It brought a little bit of laughter. In fact, it brought a big bit of laughter and I thought, oh, I didn't think that was so funny. What actually unknown to me was that this gentleman's wife was having a baby, okay? And there was I saying, you know, about body parts that weren't, some that don't. And of course, for the people that were there that knew that, this was amazingly funny. I got away with that, although, you know, you have to be quite careful. But all I'm saying is that how you convey yourself to staff is absolutely imperative. And I've spent the last 10 years expanding, creating and designing my different stages academy, and where I've been teaching people vocal mastery and how to develop a stronger and more powerful voice and how to be more confident through storytelling and how to use their body language in a very, very different way. And that self-awareness is what actually will help you to build confidence. I hope you've got that self-awareness, emotional intelligence. Do you? I've just been finished, I'm going to share this with you, reading a book by Sheryl Sandberg. And she wrote a book called Lean In. And the book, in essence, is about empowering women to pursue their ambitions and how they can achieve professional success and overcome gender bias in the workplace. Now, I've never encountered that personally. And because I'm speaking about women today, I'm not saying that I only work with women. I like working with my men. Men are great. Men are keen and enthusiastic to be different and perhaps step up to the mark quicker than women, in my opinion. But what Cheryl was saying was that how can we inspire and guide women to take on leadership roles and responsibilities? And she believes that one of the things that she believes we need to do is we need to sit at the table with confident people. We need to sit at the table and be able to have the confidence to express our opinions in meetings and discussions and be assertive. Have that presence as you're in a boardroom. Basically, what she's saying and what I'm sharing with you is you need to learn to speak up. I'm going to say that again. One of the first things you need to do is you need to learn to speak up. And that seems to be one of the main problems or challenges that women have in a variety of settings is how do they speak up? And how do they speak up? And sometimes that can be cultural. You know, depending on your culture, that sometimes women have not been encouraged to speak up. And what I think that is important is that the second thing is that you have to learn to be confident and truthful. And I'm encouraging you to speak your truth. If you're at a meeting and someone's giving an opinion and you feel that you have a view that's valid, you need to be able to share that view. And here's something, a learning tip that I shared with someone who found it difficult to interrupt a meeting with her own view. In fact, what she did, she would get annoyed and clap her hands on the table out of frustration, which is a fairly normal thing that people will do. Have you ever done that? I've certainly, in the past, felt slightly frustrated when you have a view and you think, I just can't get a word in edgeways. So what's a good thing to do is, when somebody finishes speaking about a topic, before they move on, say, excuse me, that was an interesting thread. And reflecting, I actually have a viewpoint that might be useful to the board. Can I share it now, or can we put it on the agenda at the end? Now, if you speak like that to the board, 99 times they're going to say to you, no, please share it now. But if you get angry and show your frustration, the chances are people will not encourage you to have that communication. So, open and honest communication, interrupt politely with your view. And when you start to do that regularly, whether it's networking at a briefing, in a group, in a different setting with managers from other area, when you start to confidently share your expertise, people will start to look for you to give your opinion. And one of the things that happens, the third thing that happens when you start to share your opinion is it will increase your self-confidence. But the second thing that it will do, it will increase your negotiation skills. And the third thing that it will do is it will enhance your leadership qualities. So that's self-confidence, negotiation, and leadership. And it's interesting because people have fed back to me once they've started to have influential conversations. You see, when people sometimes give out myths and untruths, and you have to sit and listen to, perhaps in your opinion, what you think is maybe inaccurate, the first thing is we get frustrated and want to just get annoyed and let the person know that you know more than them. But that will not get you anywhere. So what I'm encouraging you to do is to take a step back. Look at how you can add to the conversation and give them the option. I said a minute or two ago, give them the option to let you share now or add it on at the end. They can't say no to you then, because if you're saying add it on at the end, any other business, somebody will need to listen to you. And what I've found and the feedback I've had from people is that when you start to have these influential conversations, influential negotiations, and you start to be more assertive when you share, over 2 or 3 weeks, you'll find that people will start to ask for your opinion. They'll not wait for you to share. You know, they'll say, Sheena, have you got a view on that? But if you're a passive person and lack that confidence, people will not ask your opinion. So by now, I hope we're stepping up into this new person. In fact, what Sharon believes in her book is that, I said Sharon, Cheryl Sandberg, what she believes is, her book's called Lean In, and she believes that when you start to embrace certain principles, then you can be included and feel more inclusive in the workplace. You see, right now we need to look at feeling that there's a greater representation of women in the workplace. I think we noticed at the awards at the weekend, the film and the TV awards, that it was dominated by women for the first time in many years. I'm not saying that the world has to turn around for women. What I'm saying is that stepping up, feeling more confident, being self-aware, being aware of who you are, who you can become, will have a positive impact not only on your culture in your organisation, but on your performance and productivity. And I want you to think about this question. Ask yourself, do I empower women in my organisation? Do I understand the importance of leadership? And the third question is, do I identify and deal with workplace challenges and bias that can happen? Do I recognise that? Do I recognise that in myself? I'm going to continue the next few weeks speaking about confidence, speaking about how it can affect you in the workplace, how it can affect you personally and professionally, because I think that this is going to help you balance your work and your life. I hope you found that helpful and that today you've thought, am I confident? Could I develop my confidence? Am I self-aware when I'm out? Do I lack the ability to step up as a leader? Is my career holding me? Am I being held back in my career because I don't have the confidence? ask yourself these questions and look at how some of the tips I've given you today. And if I can help you to improve your physical ability, your vocal mastery, changing your body language, then please get in touch with me and we can have a morning session or a 2-hour session to help you be the person that you want to be. This is Bye from Sheena just now.